Thanks, Greg. Yes, we're backstage with soloist Denis Gashukian, who has just come off stage after playing Tchaikovsky's first piano concerto. Bravo.
Thank you.
That was magnificent. You look very calm for having just played this piece.
Maybe outside, but inside the emotions are, of course, I have to say, boiling.
It is such a magnificent piece with passion and power, yet other places nimble and tender. How do you approach this? How do you get in the zone for this piece?
Well, for me, above everything, for me, Tchaikovsky is a symphonic composer. My favorite pieces of his are his symphonies, his operas, his ballets. I love his orchestra music. So for me, this, more than piano orchestra piece, is a symphony for orchestra and piano. So I treat it as such because it's a huge epic piece, and I think it's for the Russian music, is maybe you can compare it with the second Brahms concerto, piano concerto for the German music though. So this is like the second Brahms concerto, but in Russian music, you know, a huge epic piece with lots of connections to the folk music. I mean, it's known that Tchaikovsky used to, you know, travel around the country and write down all the folk music of the countrymen. And, you know, there's a lot of Russian and Ukrainian, you know, back then there were less political differences between all of us. So, for example, the third movement is a Ukrainian song. It's based on an Ukrainian song. Then the first movement also is an Ukrainian song. So, yeah, so it's very, you know, every time I play this piece, I feel like, you know, I'm smelling my country.
When did you first play it?
I first played it in my hometown, Nizhny Novgorod. Must be something like 10 years ago. And since then, I played it quite a lot. For me, also the relationship between me, this piece, and United States is special because 2 years ago I toured for 1 month with St. Petersburg Philharmonic in US, and actually the first time I played at Carnegie Hall was with this piece, and you're at Americanic conducting, so yeah, it's, you know, and I'm extremely happy to be here in Philadelphia and play this piece with them for 3 times. I'm working with lots of orchestra, but rarely you see such an amazing atmosphere there, you know, it's so relaxed and the rehearsals are just real pleasure, you know, we're exchanging opinions, we're discussing, it's like a huge chamber music group basically.
When you say it's like a symphony, you mean that there's more connection with the orchestra?
Yes, I think, well, obviously every concerto, you know, a concerto is a fight between piano, the soloist and the orchestra, but I don't like to think that way, and especially in this piece I think the material, although there are cadenzas, you know, you have the octaves of course, but the material is really very related, and we also spoke about this with Stefan, it's somehow it's really connected and one thing passes to another one, and then so I don't see the two parts are parallel, they're constantly in touch, they're constantly in contact, and one reacts to the other one, and that's what is amazing about playing with a great orchestra such as Philadelphia, is that, you know, it's not that you play your part, they play their part, you know, we respect each other, thank you very much. No, is that I see that the orchestra is reacting to what I do, and Stefan is reacting, and I also react to what they do with the orchestra, so it's a constant moving, it's really alive.
It's interesting also because you just recorded this, and congratulations on all the acclaim that your recording has gotten. Having come to know it so well, are there certain parts of it that stick in your mind when you're not playing it, when you're off the stage, certain parts that you sing to yourself or can't get out of your head?
Well, to be honest, this happens with every piece I play. So when I'm not practicing it, when I'm not playing it, rehearsing it, it's all the time in my mind. I mean, it's like yesterday night I was already about to go to sleep and, you know, my mind got stuck somewhere and I really practiced it in my mind and opened the score because I wanted to. I actually do a lot of that. I kind of train my brain to work on its own when I'm not at the piano, which helps a lot, especially when you have to play a huge amount of repertoire, like now I have to do. And so the mind is continuing there. So the work is not only when I sit there at the three-legged friend.
Are there any particular parts of it that are especially challenging or appealing to you?
Challenging, well, the whole piece is very challenging. You know, when people think about Tchaikovsky piano concerto, obviously the first thing that comes to their mind is the you know, the octaves and the passages and, you know, all that stuff. But actually, when I speak about technique of playing, it's not only about playing loud, long, and fast. You know, it's technique of breathing. It's a technique of producing sound, of singing. This piece is, I think it's crucial for it. It's really to be able to sing on the piano because it's in some parts, it really it's you imagine a human voice. I mean, as I said, it's based on some songs, and some parts that are appealing and difficult to say, but probably. Well, if I have to choose a part, I would say the beginning of the second movement when the orchestra, you know, is doing the pizzicatos and then you hear the flute playing. You know, I imagine like a sun rising somewhere in the countryside in Russia. You have a huge field with forests and flowers, you know, and it's just, you know, it's almost physical. You can feel that, you know, you can feel the air in the music.
Can I ask a little bit about you? When did you know you were going to do this as a career? Were there any other choices or we drawn towards any other instruments or any other profession?
No, I mean, my father is a choir conductor and a composer, so music was all around, all the time. And I sang in a choir, in his choir for 8 years. I loved that. I guess, well, you know, I was 10 when I first won my, you know, international piano competition. I guess people ask me, like, did you realize back then that this is going to be your life? You know, it would be, I think, too mean to say yes. When I was 10, I knew this is. At 10, you're still a kid. I loved music. I loved playing piano, but I didn't ask myself what I'm going to do in 20 years. So it was natural. I kind of understood that that was the point of no return is when I moved to Madrid. That was really a huge change and a big step for me and also my father, who took the decision of letting me go.
Do you have any downtime? What's life like? I understand you like to travel, which is good because you're on tour right now, right?
Yeah, actually, this is really a big tour. I've been to in US for more than 2 weeks, been to Portland, Atlanta, Miami, DC here. The next stop is Toronto and then finally home. Well, we live in a countryside, which I like. So walking is a big thing. You know, I have a 2-year-old kid, a son.
So, congratulations.
Thank you. And so we bike together. I love cooking, for example. So I spend a lot of time in my kitchen. Sometimes my wife says too much time.
What's your favorite dish?
Probably Russian soups. I really love them. So as I love them, so that's what I really learned to make them good. So now everyone is happy when I cook.
Great. Thank you so much, Denis Gazukin.
Thank you very much.